أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا ألم نستحوذ عليكم ونمنعكم من المؤمنين فالله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 141 of Surah An-Nisa. The discussion is about the munafiqin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of their doings and their habits. One is that they had taken the disbelievers at the bosom friends, leaving out the believers, the mu'minin, searching for izzat and honor, and that they would indulge in talks that will be unbecoming with regards to the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَتَرَبَّصُونَ بِكُمْ, they lie awaiting for you in anticipation of your loss and your misfortune. That is, whenever the believers will go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the munafiqeen's one desire will be to see losses insofar as the mu'mineen are concerned, insofar as the true believers are concerned. However, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فَتْحٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory, when there will be victory for you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the munafiqeen will say, but were we not with you? In other words, did we not give you strength? If we were not with you, then you would have not been victorious. In other words, they would be too happy to share in the spoils of war and take the glory of the victory. Now on the other hand, وَإِنْ كَانَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ نَصِيبٌ, and if there was some portion of victory for the disbelievers, if they had got some kind of victory over the Muslims, قَالُوا أَلَمْ نَسْتَحْوِذْ عَلَيْكُمْ, then they will say, did we not surround you? وَنَمْنَعْكُمْ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and save you from the Muslims. That whilst we were on the side of the Muslims, our ulterior motives were this, that we would spy for you and we will bring you information. And although we were on their side, we stopped them and they attacked from you. In other words, we were looking like we were with them, but our ulterior motive was to give you support and bring victory to you so that you may overpower the Muslims. Such were the sinister plots, the sinister plans of the munafiqeen, and they would play this double game at all times. One with siding the Muslims, trying to get the booty and the spoils of war, and the other siding the disbelievers and trying to be on their side also. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will adjudicate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between you on the day of Qiyamah. There Allah ta'ala will filter out. In this world, nifaq, hypocrisy, as a matter of fact, iman, kufr, is all the issue of the heart. No one will know what lies in the heart of an individual. No one knows ikhlas and sincerity, how sincere a human being is. What is the iman? What is the state of iman of another person? Whether he has nifaq, hypocrisy in his heart, whether there's kufr in the heart of an individual, we will only take it on face value when a person makes his utterances, and we will take it from the utterance or the actions of an individual. That is as far as we go. But of course, Allah Rabbul Izzat will adjudicate tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make for the disbelievers, upon the believers, a path of victory. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will never give them victory over the believers. One is, if so far as the hereafter is concerned, they will never be victorious over the believers, that Allah Ta'ala will grant the true believers, those who left this world in a state of iman, Allah Ta'ala will grant them jannat, and of course the disbelievers, they will be in the fire of Jahannam. In this world, Allah Ta'ala will always make it. The ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will never totally be destroyed and totally annihilated at the hands of the disbelievers. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will always, there may be a few losses, we saw at the time of Uhud, etc. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will never destroy this ummah totally at the hands of the believers and hence at the hands of the disbelievers. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will always keep this ummah, no matter how weak the ummah may be, but there will be, never be a time when there will not be a single mu'min on the surface of this earth. When that day comes, when there is no one to say Allah, Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will destroy this world. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep us and our iman, and Allah Ta'ala keep us safe, and Allah Ta'ala cause us to leave this world in a state of iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.